serving time. Another dreary day in time's invisible penitentiary, making license plates with lots of zeros, walking lockstep counterclockwise in the exercise yard, or watching the lights dim when some poor fellow, who could as well be me, gets fried. Here on death row, I read a lot of books. First it was law, as you'd expect. Then came history, ancient and modern. Finally, philosophy, all that being and nothingness stuff. The more I read, the less I understand. Still, other inmates call me professor. Did I mention that we had no guards? It's a closed book who locks and unlocks the cell doors for us. Even the executions we carry out by ourselves, attaching the wires, playing warden, playing chaplain, all because a little voice in our head whispers something about our last appeal being denied by God himself. The others hear nothing, of course, but that typically, you may as well face it, is how time runs things around here.